Well, it came to our attention, actually, that the Teaching Family Homes of Marquette County ran into a little bit of a problem with their ice rink last year. They had every year they have an ice rink for their kids out there. And they had an injury from a fall last winter. So this year they weren't going to have the ice rink because they had no protective equipment for the kids to wear. So being is that they have very limited, you know, winter activities out there as opposed to in the summer. They have hiking trails and all kinds of things to do. But in the wintertime, they're kind of because of where they are, way out in Sands Township, they don't have a whole lot of activity to do. So what we want to do, and we think it's very important, and we think it's a community thing, is to help these people and help the kids get the equipment they need so they can have the ice rink, to get them away from the TV and the PSPs and all that stuff, and get them outside and get the exercise and get the ice rink back so they can use it.
What exactly are you looking for when you say equipment? What are you looking for these kids?
Well, the main thing we're looking for is hockey helmets. That would be the first thing we're looking for because, of course, we're looking at the head injury thing and the fact that helmets do prevent about 85% of the serious injuries. So helmets would be the first thing we're looking for. Other accessories, things like pads. Mostly helmets and pads, but I guess I'm really focusing on the helmet aspect of it from where I'm coming from.
So how does this weekend tie in?
Well, I tell you, we contacted Julie Rochester, who's the athletic trainer over at Northern Michigan University, and she subsequently contacted some of the student organizations there. And so what they're going to do is Saturday night, the 24th, they're going to have a donation booth set up at the Berry Event Center. So people that do want to bring donations with them to the hockey game, or if they just want to stop by, they'll have a place so they can drop things off for them.
Now, you're not necessarily saying you want people to go out and buy the hottest new. This can be gently used, correct? I mean, if someone say the kids that outgrew the helmet or whatever, maybe that'd be an option.
Oh, exactly. We wouldn't propose people go out and actually buy equipment. I mean, if they want to provide a financial donation so that they can go out and buy their own equipment, that would, we're certainly accepting financial donations. But what we're looking for really is, things that are still in very good condition that, the kids grew out of. The majority of the age group that we're looking at probably is around that 12 to 17-year-old age group. The other thing is that Northern, their athletic department, they're going to go through and look at all the equipment that gets donated to make sure that it is, in fact, in good condition. But if you have something that's in, I guess they say used would be the word, and if it's just laying around the garage or you're not using it anymore, that's the stuff we're looking for.
And this would be then for when to make the donation?
This would be for Friday, or Saturday night rather, the 24th at the Berry Event Center. I do have to correct a date that we had on a PSA that we had sent out. It said the 23rd. And if people are already set on bringing things in, go right ahead and bring it in. We'll take them.
But your focus is on Saturday night's game, that this is when you're really looking to do it.
Yes, and there are actually, Northern did provide some of the kids at the home with free tickets, so they are going to be at the game.
Great.
Gary's with us here once again. We're talking about the helmet more than anything else, but helmet and pad drive, I guess, for lack of better terms, for Teaching Family Homes at the NMU hockey game this Saturday. I want to get back to that in just a moment here, Gary, but we've had you in here many times talking about car seats and helmet use and all the stuff. And as parents, we don't really think about the helmets as much, honestly, at this time of the year, because the kids that are in hockey are already wearing them. It's required. Uh-huh. But when they go to open skate or when they head to the ski hill or they do what have you, this time of year is probably almost in some ways more important because you get complacent at this time of the year. But skiing, skating, you've seen it all.
Oh, very, very important. And like you said, kids that even go open skating, potential for slipping and falling. I mean, sometimes people think, you got to go overboard. I mean, you have to use some common sense. Well, from my perspective, common sense would be anytime you're doing any activity that has the potential for falling and whacking your head, you should have something. You should have a bucket on there to protect the brain.
Yeah, if you've ever hit your head on ice, ding.
And it's amazing because sometimes it doesn't, relatively speaking, take that much, does it?
It does not take much. I'll tell you, we've done a lot of, I've done a lot of research on this, and, you don't have to be going, like even on a bike, you don't have to be going 20 miles an hour. I mean, you can just fall over on your bike and hit your head, and you're going to have a problem. Very, very, very likely you could have a problem. And people need to realize, and when I go into the schools, I talk about this too, is that, your brain doesn't heal like a broken bone. Once you injure that brain, your chances of ever being able to fully recover from that is just about zero. I mean, you never really get back to yourself again unless you're lucky.
Skiing in particular, snowboarding, all that other stuff. The nice thing about this is they have made the helmets look pretty cool. That does help, But there's still, you see them out there, and a lot of them still don't put that protection on.
Well, I know, like with my kids, if you give them the option to go out and select the helmet, the chances are they're going to be much more likely to wear it than if you just go get something for them. That, but I know a lot of kids, they're more. I think there's more kids wearing helmets now, especially at the ski hill. But certainly there's not as many as there. Everybody on that hill should be wearing a helmet.
That's true. And you know what the age group is that doesn't?
Us?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we
didn't. Do you find that a lot, Gary? That stubborn old
bike riders and stuff that grew up without wearing the helmets and stuff, you know, because
when we were kids,
we didn't, it wasn't talked about like that. And then now we're supposed to be the responsible adults, right?
Well, you know, when you see families, especially in the summer, I always kind of notice this, is that you'll see, you know, the parents and the kids typically will have helmets on and the adults won't. So the message you're sending, of course, to the kids then is that as you get older, something happens to your skull and you don't need to have a helmet anymore. It's not important. And I think that the parents are, you know, the adults need to set the example.
It's the whole seatbelt thing all over again. Oh, no, you get the safety seat for your kid, and then you don't buckle yourself down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. Northern game this Saturday. You are looking for newsed stuff. It needs to be newsed. In good condition. Doesn't have to be perfect, obviously. But if someone's got a hockey helmet in the garage or basement that the kids outgrew, please by all means bring it.
Yeah, I mean, let's put that stuff to good use. I mean, plus you know the other thing is you know you look at the whole health and wellness thing, and you know it's a bigger picture than just the helmet. It's really you know trying to get these kids to get outside and do something. That's good and healthy. The other thing I wanted to just before I get done here is as far as dropping off donations, if for some reason you're not going to the hockey game, but you do have things at home, you can also drop those off at the MGH Emergency Department. Just come in the lobby. You can also go to Northern and drop them off at the NMU Athletic Department. So we'll certainly would be happy to accept donations wherever they're able to drop them off at.